This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN is calling Russia's war in Ukraine a horror story of violations perpetrated against civilians. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Satellite images released by Maxar Technologies show what the company says are more than 200 mass graves in Manas, a town outside Mariupol, where Ukrainian officials say the Russians have buried as many as 9,000 civilians killed in the fighting. The images show long rows of graves stretching away from an existing cemetery. Mariupol's mayor, Vadim Wachenko, calls the graves the new Baba Yar, a reference to the site of multiple Nazi massacres in which nearly 34,000 Ukrainian Jews were killed in 1941.
The top Republican in the House told fellow Republicans shortly after the insurrection that he would urge then-President Trump to resign. That's according to audio posted by the New York Times. The AP's Norman Hall on Kevin McCarthy.
Leader McCarthy is heard telling the other lawmakers that he would tell Trump that an impeachment would likely pass and that he would recommend that the president should resign. After the Times published the story describing the conversation earlier Thursday, McCarthy had released a statement calling it totally false and wrong. The Times report was adapted from an upcoming book, This Will Not Pass, Trump, Biden, and the Battle for America's Future. It was written by Times reporters Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns.
Israeli police stormed a Jerusalem holy site sacred to Jews and Muslims today after Palestinians tossed stones at a gate where they were stationed, more than 20 Palestinians wounded. They're ending the indoor mask mandate in Philadelphia today. A Florida man and woman have each been sentenced to life in prison for killing a woman who was set to testify against them in a drug case. This is AP News. Kindergarten vaccination rates are down a little. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found vaccination rates for childhood diseases like measles, whooping cough, and chickenpox were at 94% during the 2020-2021 school year. That's down about 1% from a year earlier, adding up to about 35,000 children entering kindergarten. The report says that the coronavirus pandemic likely contributed to the decline, with pediatricians canceling many non-emergency appointments, parents skipping checkups, and students doing remote learning. Dr. Georgina Peacock, the CDC's Director of Immunization Services, says there are no signs of outbreaks so far. But authorities worry that could change as virus mandates relax and kids remain behind on their shots. Data for the current school year is due in November. I'm Jennifer King.
Airlines say after a lousy first few months of the year, they expect to be profitable again as Americans return to travel. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.